And in sports, the San Antonio Spurs were able to overcome a huge deficit and another triple-double by Russell Westbrook on Friday. Kawhi Leonard scored 27 points, and LaMarcus Aldridge supplied a dunk that put San Antonio ahead with 20.7 seconds left in a 100-95 triumph at Oklahoma City. Pau Gasol added 17 points for the Spurs, who trailed by 21 in the third quarter and never led until the final minute. Westbrook had 32 points, 15 rebounds, and 12 assists for his 39th triple-double of the season. He needs two more in the Thunder's final seven games to tie Oscar Robertson's single-season record set 55 years ago. Checking out the rest of the NBA action, Golden State ran its winning streak to 10 games. Stephen Curry contributed 24 points and Klay Thompson added 20. And a 107-98 victory over Houston and the Warriors improved to a league-best 62-14 on the season. The Celtics earned a 117-116 win over Orlando to stay a half a game ahead of Cleveland for the top seed in the East. Jay Crowder dropped in 18 points in the Celtics' fifth win in six games. LeBron James shot 14 for 22 and scored 34 points in 30 minutes as the Cavaliers cruised past Philadelphia 122-105. Kyrie Irving had 24 points for the Cavs, who ended a three-game losing streak and finished the month at 7-10. Toronto picked up its seventh straight home win as DeMar DeRozan poured in 40 points in a 111-100 victory over Indiana. The Raptors stay three games behind the Celtics in the Atlantic Division. Utah knocked off Washington 95-88. The Jazz move one and a half games ahead of the Clippers for the fourth seed in the West. Mike Conley scored 28 points for the Memphis Grizzlies, clinched their seventh consecutive playoff berth by downing the Mavericks 99-90 in Dallas. Milwaukee is fifth in the East after Chris Middleton hit a three-pointer with 40.7 seconds left in overtime to lead the Bucks past Detroit 108-105. The Bucks end their month at 14-4. Miami remains tied with the Pacers for the final Eastern Conference playoff berth after New York's 98-94 victory over the Heat. The Heat and Pacers are just a half a game ahead of Chicago in the playoff chase. Kemba Walker had 31 points, and Charlotte shot 17 of 26 from the three-point range in the fourth quarter of a 122-114 comeback against Denver. And DeMarcus Cousins torched his old team with five three-pointers, 37 points, and 13 rebounds in the Pelicans' 117-89 laugher over Sacramento at New Orleans in the Pelicans' eighth victory in 11 games. In NBA news, Piston guard Kentavious Caldwell-Pope has been arrested on suspicion of drunken driving after police say he was observed speeding in suburban Detroit. Auburn Hills police say an officer saw the vehicle traveling at 45 miles per hour in a 25 zone at around 2:50 a.m. Wednesday and stopped Caldwell-Pope, who was arrested after a field sobriety test and cited for operating a vehicle while intoxicated. In other NBA news, Mavericks guard Devin Harris has been fined $25,000 for his actions in Wednesday's loss to New Orleans. Harris was punished for aggressively pursuing official Ben Taylor and failing to leave the court in a timely manner following his ejection from the game. Well, Tyler Kavanaugh of George Washington had 19 points and 14 rebounds, and Tim Kempton of Lehigh 21 as the East beat the West 121-90 in the Reese's College All-Star Game Friday at the Final Four. The teams were comprised of top college players who are unlikely to be NBA drafts. Playing in front of a sparse crowd at the University of Phoenix Stadium, the East team outscored the West 70-45 in the second half. Kavanaugh was the East's player of the game. Jack Gibbs of Davidson added 20 points on 6 of 13 shooting from the three-point range. Deontay Burton of Iowa State led the West with 15 points, and Derek Willis of Kentucky had 13 and 8 rebounds to be named his team's player of the game. In women's college basketball, the winning streak over. The championship aspirations done. Mississippi State has ended UConn's record 111-game winning streak and earned a berth in the NCAA women's basketball title game by stunning the Huskies 66-64 on Morgan Williams' buzzer beater in overtime. William had a 15-footer that was upheld on replay review, ending Connecticut's bid for a fifth consecutive national championship. The shocker comes 1 year after the Huskies blasted the Bulldogs by 60 in the Sweet 16. South Carolina also reached Sunday's title game in Dallas with a strong second half against Stanford. Alicia Gray finished with 18 points, and Aja Wilson added 13 and 19 rebounds as the Gamecocks eliminated the Cardinals 62-53. South Carolina trailed by 9 at halftime and took control with a 13-0 run in the third quarter. The Gamecocks lost their only other semifinal appearance 2 years ago. Gonzaga, North Carolina, Oregon, and South Carolina are less than 24 hours away from taking the court in college basketball's Final Four at Glendale, Arizona. Players got a chance to familiarize themselves with the lighting in the stadium, which seats more than 63,000 for basketball. Some players have had trouble with their shooting stroke when previous Final Fours were held in football stadiums. Gamecocks star Sindarius Thornwell says he's feeling better after being bogged down by a fever and headache on Thursday. He leads the tournament in scoring at 26 points per game and is averaging 7.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists, and 2 steals. Thornwell and the Gamecocks take on the Bulldogs in the first game today, followed by the Tar Heels against the Ducks. A person with direct knowledge of negotiations says Wichita State and the American Athletic Conference are in serious talks to have that school join the league as a non-football member as early as next fall. Officials at Wichita State and Missouri Valley Conference aren't commenting on the situation. In the NFL, the Dolphins have signed free agent safety T.J. McDonald, although he will miss half the upcoming season. McDonald will serve an 8-game suspension for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy. He was arrested last May in Los Angeles on suspicion of driving under the influence and spent the past 4 seasons with the Rams, totaling 4 interceptions in 53 games. Also, defensive end Deion Jordan has been released by the Dolphins, solidifying his status as a draft bust. He was taken 3rd overall in 2013. Well, a pair of veteran corners will lead Iowa State's secondary. Brian Peavy has been an honorable mention, All-Big 12 player the past 2 seasons, while fellow junior DeAndre Payne moves out to corner after playing the star position inside a year ago.
They told me that we needed some more help at corner, so I was willing to do it. I played a little bit corner last year, so I had some experience at it.
Payne also spoke on the differences between the positions.
I'm more comfortable at corner because I don't have as much responsibilities that I do at the star position, so it's more comfortable and I'm getting better at it.
PV says their goal for this spring is to be the leaders of the defensive backs.
Bringing the whole position group with us, so if me and Payne and I watch the film, we try to make sure we're not the only ones in there. So what is that, having to pick them up or just make sure they're getting extra film and getting extra work in, we'll make sure we're doing that.
PV says his goal is to become an all-Big 12 player.
Like Coach Campbell preached, I just raised the standard. Obviously, I haven't been there before, so I have to change what I'm doing. Therefore, if he's watching film, putting in extra work, getting the stuff faster so I can make that interception instead of it being a pass breakup. So.
Iowa State's spring game is set for April the 8th. And the St. Louis Cardinals have announced that they've replaced right-hand pitcher John Gant with the right groin injury, Alex Reyes with the right elbow surgery, and Trevor Rosenthal, who has a right lat strain, on the 10-day disabled list, along with left-handed pitcher Tyler Lyons, who has right knee problems. The Cardinals recalled right-hand pitcher Sam Tavalia from Memphis AAA to join their pitching staff. Those transactions give the team 28 players remaining in Major League camp, including 2 non-roster invitees. And a reminder, coming up this afternoon on KJAN, we have baseball for you, college baseball, as Iowa takes on UNLV. We'll get the action underway for you at 1:30 with the pregame show, the first pitch at 1:45 here on KJAN. That is a check of sports. Sports is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.